Last time, on the usual time.
Short, stubby man with a beard. We got lots of goblins. Yimik's trying to kill me, you say. Yimik will see Clark and see you guys standing there and say, "Oh, what the fuck? I hate you, Clark." And die.
I watch him do that and I put the vials in my pocket.
So hard to find good help these days.
Yes, I kill your friend now. My potion!
Sorry, I don't have them.
Where are your friends? Ripper, kill him! Ripper, however, will catch up to you and will miss completely. He'll actually slip and you hear a crunch sound and his neck breaks and he dies.
So, think of it like flying Superman punch, but with daggers in both hands.
Wait, that was awesome!
I give up.
Not dead.
And then I'm gonna be like, he was a good guy, and take my dagger and drive it into his head.
You aren't goblins. What? Who are you?
I look right. I get into his personal space, and I look at him eye to eye. I'm like, are you friends with Gundren?
Yeah, Gundren's great friends with me. Where is he?
I'll do the same thing on the opposite side and be like, were you traveling with him?
The last I remember, we were on the road and goblins came out of nowhere and surprised us. There was a giant hairy thing. Oh my god, it's that dead thing there.
Oh yeah, that was Clark. He was an interesting fellow. Say, does the name Cragmaw Castle mean anything to you?
The goblins talking about a place called Cragmaw Castle. The last I saw Gundren alive, I believe they were going to take him there. But I don't know where it is.
I pull out my map.
That doesn't help, son. I don't know where this place is.
I put my map away.
are you by chance the party that Gundren had hired to follow us?
Well, of course we are.
Oh, thank the gods. I don't know where Cragmaw Castle is, but
what gods?
If you can get me to Phandalin, I can almost guarantee someone there has to have heard of this place, and I would be willing to pay you each 50 gold for your trouble. What can I call you three? Gundren told me that there would be three of you, but I don't know who's who.
I'm Shadow.
Pleasure to meet you, Shadow. I can't say I've met one of your kind before.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
How about you? I don't know, something nice
lady?
To Luna.
Miss? Well, you can call me Luna.
Oh, it's a pleasure, it's a pleasure. And that must mean you're Hoyt?
Yes, I'm kind of surprised.
Oh, splendid, my boy. Gundren's told me so much about you. My name is yes? Gilchrist Highwinter.
What did he say about me?
He hasn't said much about you. He did say you're a bit of a mystery, but that you appeared to have your heart in the right place.
Oh, that's so nice of him.
I think we should get back to the oxen and the cart, right? It's been hours. They've been sitting out there alone.
How long was I here?
Well, we found you about, I guess we came to this cave within the last, probably, like 5 hours?
Okay, so you give him the ballpark. He says, that must mean we're still about a day's ride from Phandalin. Do you, any of you have a extra weapon or a cloak or anything? I know I don't look like much, but I can hold my own in a fight.
Well, I think Hoyt has, like, he's got, like, daggers galore over there. I mean, he's just slinging them like a regular old hero.
And see the multiple goblin corpses and say, oh, this will do nicely, and pick up a scimitar.
He picks up the club that
That reminds me, I'd draw the two that were shadows, and I would turn them around, so I'm holding the blades and offer him the hilts, I guess.
Yeah. Where did you get these from?
I'm going to say it was an emergency. I promise.
Oh. Okay.
The last I can remember, and consciousness here was fleeting, the goblins were discussing taking the dwarf to Cragmaw Castle, but as I've said, I don't know where that is. However, if we get to Phandalin, I have a contact there named Inaro Albrecht. He's a wizard, and I was going to meet him before we were set upon. He may have some information.
I think we should move as quickly as possible.
The bugbear here, when he was talking, he made mention of somebody called the Black Spider. I have no idea who he is or what his game is, but I think he was the one that wanted the map and Gundren. You know him. He's always going on about Wave Echo Cave and restoring the mines and the Forge of Spells.
That's all he talks about.
He has great dreams, that one, and certainly the motivation to pull off what he wants to do.
Well, let's go find him.
All right. You go back to the oxen cart?
Yeah, and cautiously, you know, look for traps and not fall down that pit that we...
Sure.
Was already sprung.
You can do that. You'd make it to the road. You would see all the goblin corpses where you left them, and the horse corpses. Gilchrist would say that he isn't much for walking after taking such a harsh beating, and he would offer to drive the oxen cart for the rest of the way.
I think we need to rest before we... Like, unless we can ride on the cart, I don't know if we'd be able to, you know, walk for an entire day after that running with that bugbear and those goblins.
What?
I'm insistent that we go.
Yeah, Gilchrist.
Maybe I'll just take a nap in the back of the cart.
Yeah, that he would say that's fine, but haste really may be of importance here. We have no idea how long it's been since Gundren was removed from these caverns, and any leads may be lost if we wait longer.
Yep, I'll hop in the back with all the shiny stuff, and I'm going to take a nap.
We'll say after 8 hours of travel, it's approaching dusk. You guys are approaching Phandalin at this point. You can see off in the distance what looks like ancient ruins. There's large stone foundations and broken towers and such. As you make your way into this kind of wooded hillside area, you catch your first glimpse of the new town of Phandalin. It consists of about 40 or 50 log buildings. Some of them have been built on top of these old stone foundations, old ruins with crumbling walls and ivy growing on them surround the newer houses and shops. Luna, you would know a bit of the history of Phandalin, that it was once a very prosperous city that was home to dwarfs and gnomes and elves that used these mines and the magical forces within them to build something called a Forge of Spells and use it to create fantastical magic items. that just made this town one of the most prosperous in the entire northern realms. But you would also know that an orc horde laid waste to it centuries ago, and since then there has not been much activity here for about 200 or 300 years. Only in the last 4 or 5 years has this town sprung up, and people have been coming to the area in order to prospect for gold and platinum.
I'm a learned person.
So anyway, you guys reach the town. As I said, it's mostly newer log buildings with crumbling ruins around the outskirts of them. As you make your way in on the trail, the track kind of widens into like a muddy main road. And up at the end of this road, you see the ruins of a manor on top of a hillside. Kind of going, like, the road splits straight through town, and up at the end of it is this manor. As you approach, it's dusk, so you maybe see some children running around playing, but for the most part, people are closing up shop for the day.
Do we see... Where are we supposed to take our stuff?
So you were headed towards a shop called Barthen's Provisions. That's where you were hired to take this wagon load full of supplies. None of you have been there, and neither has Gilchrist, but running down the main road with your cart, you would eventually come across a shop that had a sign hanging above the door saying Barthen's Provisions.
I just want to barge in and like announce our presence.
I'm going to be careful to get off the wagon because of the way the road was described to me. Not a huge fan of mud.
Okay. So. It's not too bad. There hasn't been any rain for a couple days, so it's maybe a little wet in some spots, but for the most part, it's pretty dry. So this place, Barthen's, is the largest of the shops on the main drag. Going inside, you'll find it's full of ordinary supplies. It's definitely not a weapons store. It's got your basic goods, rations, backpacks, rope, etc. So, Shadow, you barge in and say what?
I say, hello! We're here!
Welcome, traveler. Who might you be? Says an older male. This guy also looks about 50 years old.
With a big smile on my face, I'm like, I'm Shadow, and Gundren Rockseeker sent me here with stuff.
Oh my gods, Gundren, where has he been? He was supposed to make it here almost a 10-day ago.
Yeah, we're still looking for him. We'll find him anytime now.
He's missing? And are you the guards of his supplies?
Yeah.
I'll walk in with my fine cloak and kind of like brush off the dust from it.
Uh-huh.
We are there.
Thank God. We thought that all of you had perished.
Nah.
Gilchrist would walk in and say, yes, these fine young people here were hired to guard the supply. Unfortunately, Gundren and I were set upon by some marauding goblins, and we were taken hostage, and Gundren was taken away somewhere else, and we haven't seen him since.
It looks like they're headed towards a place called Cragmaw Castle.
Cragmaw Castle. I can't say that I've heard of the place myself, but I'd wager if you went down to the inn and asked around, you may be able to find some information. You also could check with the town's head, Harbin Wester. He oversees most of the goings-on in Phandalin. We don't have a lord here, and it's mostly a frontier town. There's very little law and order, but he makes as if he is the town's law.
Huh, interesting. Like, which way is this inn, and do we just drop this stuff off with you?
He would motion to his two employees, two teens, one male, one female. They would go begin taking care of the supplies, and he would say, well, there is the matter of your pay. He pulls out a coin purse and dumps out 50 coins. And you can split that amongst you evenly.
What kind of coins are we talking?
Gold coins.
I want to point out that as soon as I heard mention of there's being someone at the inn that could help us find Gundren, I left. And didn't even hear the rest of the conversation.
Okay.
Or know that gold came into the play.
Okay. At this point, Gilchrist would say, thank you kindly for everything, Elmar. If we find Gundren, I'll be sure to send him your way. I must retire. I am extremely exhausted. And he also leaves and heads towards the inn.
I say I'll divvy up the coins and then I'll be like Shadow. I'll make sure that Hoyt gets this.
Okay.
Like, you want to go to the inn?
Sure.
Sure, let's go.
You guys all head to the inn. Gilchrist would immediately make for the innkeep and he would rent a room right away. The innkeep, you would overhear his name to be Toblin Stonehill. He graciously accepts a few coins from Gilchrist, and he retires to his room. He says, I'll meet you boys in the town hall in the morning if you have need to speak to me. And retires to his room.
Wait, is there a mirror?
All right, I was frantically going up to everybody, asking about this place that I heard them say that I probably am not even saying right, and they probably all think that I'm crazy. And likely hate me, but I'm insistent or persistent.
Okay, so from talking to people, you would hear a few say, never heard of it. Is that does that have anything to do with the Red Brands?
Maybe. Tell me what you know.
What, are you not from around here?
I look down at myself and then up at him again, and I'm like, clearly.
Damn.
No need to be impatient.
And I will say, it's a matter of life and death.
Well, seeing as you're not from around these parts, the Red Brands are a group of bandits that moved into the town around 2 months ago. Since we have no local law and order, they do what they want with whoever they want.
Of course they are. What reason would they have for taking a prisoner?
Who knows what those maniacs want?
Where can I find them?
You might be able to find some of them over at, hold on, please. The Sleeping Giant's Tap, but I wouldn't go in there unless you've got a small army with you.
Where is it?
He points you off in whatever direction it is.
Okay, have they arrived yet?
Yeah, they would have got there by now, probably.
Okay. Are they coming in? Because I'm going out.
What are you guys doing?
I'm definitely going in the inn.
Okay. And
I will attempt to stop Hoyt if I see him going in a different direction.
I would, yeah, probably be going in passing of you. And I literally just say nothing other than, I've got a lead. I have a lead. With you or not, I'm going. And I don't know.
I guess I'm just going to look at Shadow and be like, if you want to make sure that he stays out of trouble.
Yeah, I got it. And I start running after Hoyt.
Okay.
And
probably yelling Wade up.
I want to go in the inn and just see what I can see.
So you go into this inn. It's bustling. Compared to the rest of the town at this time of night, there's a lot of people in there. There's a bar. There's some local music playing. I don't know. What do you want to do?
I'm going to ask how much it costs for a night.
It's 1 gold for a night.
I begrudgingly hand over 1 gold piece.
Okay.
And I'm going to go rest up.
That's fine. Okay. You're sleeping. You other two.
Yes.
I'm yelling after Hoyt to tell him.
So
to
ready.
Wait up!
I will falter a bit and maybe just like slow down to like 0.75 speed.
Okay.
I'll catch up.
He just says, "That's the intent. That's fine."
Where are we going?
Would he have heard what I said to Luna? I mean, I wasn't quiet about it.
Yeah, they were together. You would have heard that Hoyt had a lead shadow.
Yeah. Where are we going?
I don't know that you would know what that means.
Right.
As so, colloquialism.
I will reiterate in shorthand, but I don't remember the name of the thing, the faction, because I just don't do that. So I say, the guys that have Gundren are at this tavern. I was told to bring an army. Luckily, I have the anchor of one. And I just continue marching.
Like, you found him already? That's awesome.
And I'm just going to say, we'll see. Be ready.
The sleeping giant, as you come upon it, it's a ramshackle tap room. It's at the east end of this town. Four human ruffians linger on the porch that's outside the door. They're perched on empty ale barrels and leaning up against the wall. Picture your typical Western saloon full of bandits. They're all wearing grimy scarlet cloaks, and they are just giving you daggers.
Are they the Red Ribbon Army?
No. As you're approaching, one of them says, well, here's a whole pack of little puppies. What do you want, puppies? Come here to bark at us?
How far away are they?
Yeah. I'll let him react first. He's got more keen ears.
They are... I don't have a map for this, so you guys are about maybe 10 feet down from the steps up onto this porch right now, and they're all up on this porch.
Who said it? I want to step up right to him.
The guy, one of the guys in the middle.
I step up.
They're spread out, kind of in a line.
I step up, and I check him in the shoulder with my claw hand, and I'm like... like push him up against the wall, and I'm like, I am not a dog.
Okay, he's pretty taken aback. Nobody in this town talks to these people like that. The rest of them draw their swords. I need initiative rolls from both of you.
Nice.
How many people are in there?
Don't care.
Well, they're only outside. They see four people right now.
Haven't even gotten inside yet. 11.
6.
Okay. Fuck out of here, cat.
Whoa! He's not a cat.
What'd you do with my pencil, you bastard?
That would be hilarious if that's the actual dialogue right now.
The one you're holding, we'll say you're kind of grappled, will try to break free. He won't do anything. You're holding him stronger than before, if anything else. The one to the right of him will make a swing at you with his short sword.
Yeah.
And will miss, and he'll attack again.
Yeah.
And what's your AC?
12? No, 13.
This one will hit. 3 damage.
Oh.
There's 2 to his left. One of them will also swing at you, Shadow. And we'll hit.
Oh, God.
For 6 damage.
And I am negative.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Shadow is down. The last remaining one will make for Hoyt. And what's your AC?
14. 1-4. He
will hit with his first swing. For 7 damage. Are you still up?
I am.
And his second swing will miss.
Damn.
Hoyt, you saw Shadow go down. Shadow, death roll.
9.
That's one negative. Hoyt, it's your turn. Shadow's down. These guys are pissed.
How many of them are there?
There are 4 of them.
Oh, dear. Okay, so I'm going to kill him. Please. 15?
15 will hit.
For 7.
Okay.
Second attack. Is a nat 20.
All right.
That's a whopping 3.
Okay. He looks hurt, but he's not staggered.
Because I rolled a 1 and a 2 on my d4 and my d4.
Fuck you.
Well, if you'd be conscious, I'd get sneak attack damage. But so you're not.
You make a good hit on this guy. He doesn't look too fazed by it. They all make for you. The guy that Shadow was had pinned up against the wall kind of like picks up his limp body and throws him down the steps towards you and says, if you have one smart bone in your body, you'll get the fuck out of here right now.
What do you know about a slave trader giving you a dwarf, or selling a dwarf, or whatever, I don't know, phrase that somehow.
The fuck would we want with a dwarf?
And I'm just gonna say, it's like, well, a certain bugbear, well actually I wouldn't know he's a bugbear, a certain hairy dude in a cave.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So, I will ask again, what do you know of the dwarf Gundren Rockseeker?
So this is still the one that had initially insulted you. He's going to look at his buddies and just look super confused and be like, any of you heard of some guy named Gundren? And they'll all say, like, shake their heads and one by one say that no, I don't know what the fuck he's on about.
Well, then why would this random hairy bloke incriminate you? I wouldn't say incriminate, that's too way too big of a word. Tell me it was you.
Out of game, that never happened. In game,
I'm drawing all sorts of conclusions.
We have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, but if you don't get out of our sight in the next 5 seconds, you're going down next.
What do you do with him? I point.
4.
At Shadow. I say that.
3.
I wait for a response.
2.
If I don't get a response and they come at me ready action, I'm attacking them.
1. Okay, they're coming at you.
All right, attack. Everyone gets to me first, I attack.
The same one you've been attacking.
Perfect. Maybe one of them will die. That's an 18.
Battle hit.
4-7 damage.
One of them is dead.
Yeah, uh-oh. Absolutely. Looks like this doggy bites back.
I love how this is all happening while I'm just resting peacefully.
So they're going to see their buddy go down. And the next one to reach you will take a swing, and it will hit for 4 damage from the first one.
I'm down.
All right. We're gonna move right along to next morning. Luna, you wake up. You feel great. I don't know.
Are you
early to rise or do you sleep in the morning?
I absolutely sleep in.
All right, so it's like 11 o'clock. You wake up. The bar is starting to get bumping downstairs. There's lots of people in eating and whatnot.
I take a lot of time to do my makeup.
You're the worst.
See, okay. He's only like a 6, so he needs more
time. It's about 3 in the afternoon when you get out of your room.
I heard that.
So what time is it, Jared?
No, I'm just kidding. We'll say it's noon by the time you make it downstairs.
Oh, shit. That was really sleeping in. So I will, go to come down, look around. Do I see anyone I know?
Nobody you know. Gilchrist was going to make way for the town hall or whatever it's called. Do you eat breakfast or do you stick
Absolutely.
Around?
Absolutely, I will eat a nice breakfast.
So yeah, while you're hanging out, eating breakfast, you overhear some people talking about a scuffle last night at the Sleeping Giant.
God, tell me we're in the stacks.
Like,
hilarious.
One guy's like, did you see that cat guy and the short guy try and take on all those red cloaks? And the other one's like, yeah, they really got their asses handed to him.
I'll sit down like my
The other one would say, it's a good thing Sister Gariel was there. As soon as the ruffians went back inside, I saw her go over and tend to the wounded and take them back to her shrine.
This is probably a good question. Have I leveled?
Shut up.
You absolutely have leveled.
Yes. There can only be one. I'm going to kind of come over at that time to these people and be like, excuse me, looking for some information.
Uh-huh.
This Sister Gariel, where is her shrine located in town?
They would say that the shrine is right across the street. It is literally right across the street.
All right, I'm going to head that direction.
Okay. So this is basically Phandalin's only temple. It's a small little shrine made of stones taken from the ruins nearby. Roll a religion check for me.
That will be 19.
So you would know from the carvings and etchings in these stones that this shrine is dedicated to Taimora, the goddess of luck and good fortune. No coincidence there.
Yeah, I literally say that as I walk, as like I'm walking, I'm like, wow, what are the odds of that?
So it's like an open hut with a roof on top, basically, behind this little shrine. And on it, inside of it, you see two cots and this lady tending to these very knocked out individuals that you recognize.
What happened to them?
These two, they tried to take on the Red Brands all by themselves. I helped them in their time of need. They didn't stand much of a chance.
Yeah, I'd expect that they didn't. How long have they been here?
Well, I brought them back over here right around 10 o'clock last night.
How serious are their injuries?
They were both mostly dead.
Children, thank you so much for attending to them. Do you have any idea when they'll be healthy enough to move?
I'd imagine they'll be coming around any time now.
Ding!
It really just depends on their will to live and their life force.
I am super pissed.
Can't just act normal. Has to always be rushing into things.
Are you friends of these two fellows?
Oh yeah, we're like really good friends.
Thank Taimora.
Yeah. I mean, what are the odds of that? Am I right? And like, I'll gesture towards like the shrine and to them, be like,
certainly, it's a sign of luck and good fortune.
And better things to come, I'm sure. If it's all right with you, I'd like to sit here and wait for them to arise.
Certainly.
Arise.
Can I ask you, what could have provoked your friends into rushing into an encounter they clearly were not prepared for?
Well, I can't be sure. I think at least one of them might be a little bit of a hothead. And I think that might have had something to do with it. I was in no shape to help them. I was asleep in my bed.
I see. Well, they're lucky they made it out of there with their lives. The Red Brands are quite the large gang in this town, and unfortunately we don't have the manpower to keep them out. They kind of have free rein.
Very interesting. Say, have you heard of something, this place called Cragmaw Castle? Or any castles in the area? I think that's where we're going to be headed to.
No, I've never heard of that. I can't say that I have. I also just recently made it back to town. I was out running errands in some old ruins.
Do you know of anyone in the area that might know the lay of the land a little bit that I could talk to while these guys are resting up?
Your best bet might be go back to the inn and ask around. There's frequently people coming in and out that know rumors of different areas. Also, you might try with Darren Elderleaf over at Elderleaf's farm. She points off in a southeast direction. He used to be quite the adventurer. He may know of this place you're talking about. Before you go, though, you look like you can handle yourself, no?
I'd like to think so.
I have a bit of a proposition for you. You see, my most recent errand, I was out attempting to get some information, and I was unfortunately unsuccessful. But you and perhaps your two unconscious friends here might be able to help me with that.
How do you believe we could help you?
Well, you see, I belong to this organization that needs some information regarding a spell book from a wizard that used to reside in these parts. Unfortunately, the only one with that information is a banshee, and she was not very forthcoming with me.
A banshee? Is this the ruins that you're talking about?
Yes, indeed, it was. Unfortunately, she gave me quite the beating, and I was not able to gain any information, but if you all are willing and able to carry out the task for me, there are definitely some potions of healing I would be able to spare.
We might be able to help you in that request. I don't think it's something we're going to be able to do right away, but as this, you know, spell book has kind of been around for some time, it might be something that we can help you with after. You see, we're actually looking for a dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker who was kidnapped and taken to this Cragmaw Castle.
Gundren was kidnapped? How terrible!
Absolutely. I'm assuming that's what led to these two in their beating last night.
Oh, my.
Talking to the wrong people in the wrong tone.
I haven't heard any news of Gundren in some time, but I have met him. He's quite the wonderful fellow.
Yeah, we have to make that our priority now, but I think that with this something we might be able to help you in the future.
Excellent. Well, if you're interested at all, definitely come see me and we'll go over the final details.
All right. Well, since they're still asleep, I'm going to tell this elf lady, that I can't remember her name, that I'm going to be right back. And I'm going to start heading in the direction of that tavern that they went to.
Okay. Would you tell, she would say, but before you leave, where are you going in case these two wake up? I'll send them in your direction.
Oh, no reason for that. I'll be right back. Just let them know that I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm excited.
They run back and get their asses kicked again.
Okay.
I don't know better.
So So after I get kind of more out of sight from her, I'm going to use my mask of many faces to change. Yep, I'm going, and that also allows me to change like my appearance, like my clothes appearance and everything.
Yep.
So instead of my cloak being white, I'm going to make that black and make my leather armor all black. And I'm also going to pull up my little mask that people wear to conceal a part of their face.
So you're wearing a mask?
I'm wearing a mask. And I'm going to change my physical appearance to black hair to match stealthily. I'm going to kind of walk towards that tavern, see if I can strike up words.
So you approach this tavern. It's a rundown, dirty tap house. There's some ruffians hanging out on the porch out in front of it, kind of like they were yesterday. A couple of them sitting on barrels of ale out in front, and some of them just leaning up against the wall. They see you approach and say, the fuck do you want?
And I'm going to get within 30 feet of the person that says that. I'm going to be quick about this. I'm looking for a place called Cragmaw Castle. Whatever any of you find men be able to point me in that direction.
What the fuck is Cragmaw Castle?
And I'm going to turn around and walk away.
He'll look to his friends and be like, can you believe people these days?
When I get closer to the area I was at the shrine, I'm going to just change everything back to normal and
sure.
See if they're awake yet.
You walk up and they wake up.
Ah, perfect.
Both sleepy of them heads. At the exact same time, almost as if synchronized.
What luck.
I refuse.
Shut up.
You're not allowed to make that call. Not this time.
I stabbed myself. No.
I'm going to be like, what prompted you two to get in a fight with known outlaws in a town?
What?
Who?
You two getting in a fight with the
Who
Red
Brands? Who are the Red Brands?
The people at the tavern that you guys decided to pick a fight with last night. Especially
I didn't pick a fight with anybody. They called me a dog, and that was nonsense, and I wasn't having it. I'm sick and tired of you people. Call me something I'm not.
I do like one of the rock, like lift, I raise one eyebrow. Well, then clearly you had good reason. But I just had a short conversation with them. They have no idea where Cragmaw Castle is. I think we should head to the, what was the main town hall?
Townmaster's Hall.
We should head in that direction and see if we can find a lead.
I'm going to chime in and be like, what do we owe you?
You owe me nothing. Just please, next time, use caution.
I'm going to take what she says. Like, I hear it's fine. I'm going to fish her down in my pockets. Like, I'm looking for something to pay her with. I don't have it because I have no money. But
and then I step forward and be like, oh, hoy, this is yours. And I throw... 16 gold coins his way.
I give her all of them.
She will refuse them and say, nope, please, I insist. This one was on me.
Is there a table nearby?
There's the bed you were just laying on.
I leave them on the bed and leave.
Okay.
I look at Hoyt, and I look at the gold. And I look at the lady.
And I look at the gold. And I look at her.
And I look at the lady. And then I look at Hoyt. And then I look at the lady. And I look at the gold.
She'll motion to you to take it if that's what you want.
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted her to do. I take the gold.
She nods.
And then I leave one. And I just book it.
Okay.
As I am walking and following in their direction, I'll be like, kids these days, right? I got mutter to her. And head off that way.
Alright, so the townmaster's hall is it's got sturdy stone walls and a big old wooden roof, and in the back of it there's a bell tower. As you approach, There's a notice board out front, and on it you see a bounty. It reads, reward, orc sneer, wyvern, tor. Those of a mind to face the orc menace should inquire within. There's a seal on it that you would imagine belongs to the town, and then an indecipherable signature.
Disregard.
Okay.
Oh, I would have done a cursory like check of myself to make sure all my items are on my person, including two particular items in note that you know of.
But I don't necessarily want to absolutely light. Everything you had on you is still with you.
She's, okay, good. I'm not nervous.
She's an honest.
Missing something?
You'll see my hands go to the small of my back, and they seem to grasp something. And then I'll say, no, everything is in order.
Very good.
So you'd go in. This place is fairly spacious. It's mostly just open floor plan. On the far end of the building, you'll notice there's some stairs going downstairs. And there's desks strewn throughout the floor space of this building. At one of them, you'll notice Gilchrist is sitting.
I will approach Gilchrist and hail him.
Okay. Good afternoon. I'm glad to see you're well rested.
I am. I slept fantastically. The same can't be said for these folk.
I heard there was a bit of a scuffle last night. What did you boys get yourselves into?
You might say it was a dog fight.
No.
Hey!
I don't look at you.
I don't look at you.
All right, then. Well, I'm glad to see that you're both alive and well. What can I do you for?
Well, we followed up with a potential, I guess, lead that the ruffians might know maybe where this place is, this castle, and that was not true. They appeared to have not even know what I was talking about.
Yes, I fear that lead is nothing but a dead end. Though the ruffians do make quite a ruckus in this town, they don't extend their reach much further beyond Phandalin. So you all don't know much about me, but I am an agent and member of a group called the Lord's Alliance, whose goal is to bring law and order to Faerun, wherever it is not. I know this isn't much to go on, but I am offering you boys a reward, and you, my lady, for the discovery and location of Cragmaw Castle. There will be 500 gold points in it. Unfortunately for Leeds, I have not much, but if I were to suggest anything, look around the town further, or head out further east on Tribor Trail and see if you can encounter any more goblin raiding parties.
I do hate goblins. I feel like I've had enough of their kind. Well, what do you think? Wasn't there someone here that you were going to question, Gilchrist?
Not question. Unfortunately, I have not seen hide nor hair of my wizard friend. Oddly enough, he too has been missing for some time. And unfortunately, Thard and Anundro haven't been seen in the town for almost a 10-day. None of this bodes well.
Curious. Well, Hoyt, Shadow, do we want to go back to the inn, see if we can find any information, or perhaps kind of just ask townsfolk if they've heard of such a thing?
I guess.
What do you think, Hoyt?
I'm just getting frustrated and frustrated and frustrated.
What's that thing about the orcs?
Questions.
He would say, I don't know too much about it. The town master has posted a bounty. If you're at all interested, I would suggest going speak to him.
Where's he?
He points to a desk a little further down.
I go over there.
Okay.
I'm going to ask, tell Hoyt that I'm getting frustrated too, but it's important that we keep our cool in this situation. We want to find Gundren, but we don't want to lose our lives in the process as well. We'll find him.
Are you consoling me? Would you say this is like a consolation right now?
It's like a really mediocre one.
You'll be okay.
Okay, well...
We'll find him.
Since it's coming from you, and based on those words you just said, I am probably going to say something snarky like, oh, now you have a regard for life.
Damn.
Oh.
What am I saying? I don't know the word regard. Oh, now you care about who lives and dies.
Damn.
I'll shrug that off and be like, just saying, we'll find him, and I'll go join Shadow.
Okay, so looking in the direction that Gilchrist had pointed, you see a larger desk than the rest of the ones in this room. At it, you see seated a very large human male, quite fat. So you approach, and he says, "Oh, ho there! What can I do you for?"
Hey, Father Christmas. Don't say that.
That wouldn't even make sense here.
It wouldn't make any sense, but it's true. I say, what's all this about those orcs?
Oh, the orcs. I'm glad somebody's finally come to talk to me about them. They're quite the nuisance.
My smile gets a lot the bigger the more he talks. And I'm like, where have they been causing problems?
A little ways east of here, down Wyvern Tor Trail. I'm offering 100 gold pieces to anybody that could take them out.
Are they tough?
They're orcs.
I lean further forward, like, explain more, but I don't say that.
They're big and tough and nasty, and I'm willing to pay 100 gold. You can put 2 and 2 together yourself, my friend.
Can I like, look up at this time?
I like look at my my nails, like my claws. You want to go kill some orcs?
What direction are they in?
From here, go east on Tribor Trail.
Oh, what are the odds of that?
When you reach Wyvern Tor, you'll surely run into them.
Well, that is the same direction that Gilchrist suggested we might find more goblins to question.
I turn to him immediately and I say, we'll do it.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Marvelous. I couldn't be more overjoyed.
I'm going to ask him if he's ever heard of Cragmaw Castle or... It's a black spider.
All I know is I don't know.
God damn it. You're like, well, if we find any orcs, we'll make sure to take care of them for you. And I'm going to be pulling Chad aside. Like, shouldn't we like be questioning people about Gundren in town instead of taking on more jobs?
I'm like, well, we're going that way anyway.
Let's run it by Hoyt.
Hey, Hoyt. Hoyt, we're going to go to kill the orcs.
I'm not in the room anymore.
I just shake my head and be like, this guy. And then I turn to Shadow and I'm like, right? This guy.
Where'd he go?
Let's go find him.
Gilchrist would say he left not long ago.
Which way did he go?
He would add, the last I heard of my friend Iarno, he was exploring the manor at the top of the hill. I very much would like to find him. If you guys have any interest in helping me with that matter as well, there would be more gold pieces involved.
In my head, I'm just saying, like, Jesus, how is there so many different people missing? Maybe just, yeah, we'll add that to the list of things. find one missing person, and if they granted that we are able to do that, maybe we'll find this other missing.
There is a quite a list of available quests in this town.
All right, Shadow, let's go hunt him down, like usual.
Like a dog.
Hey, let's take it easy.
Yeah, I'm right outside. Oh, there he is.
I'm right outside. I'm sitting on the steps, if there are steps leading up to this house. Otherwise, on a crate somewhere. And there appears to be something in my hands, and I'm kind of looking at it and just talking to it. That's what you can see.
I impede your personal space to look at it.
You will see that in my hands is a rat. And I will shy her away from you immediately. As if possibly nervous about your appetite.
You eat rats?
I'm like, what? I mean, yes, but no. What?
Wait,
no.
Wait, rats? You have a rat?
I didn't think you people ate rats.
What? Hoyt has a rat? And then I'll kind of like, and my tippy toes kind of try and get a better vantage point to see it, but not getting closer.
So much effort. Maximum effort. Maximum. I'm like, don't worry about it. And I'm going to whisper to her and put her in my pocket and then say, so, what promises have you made for all of us now?
No promises have been made thus far. But so far, there's a lot of people here that want us to work for them. I'm almost afraid to talk to anyone around town and ask them any questions about this Cragmaw castle because they just keep wanting us to help them. I'm wondering if we should just rent some horses or something and head out.
As long as we know what's important.
Gundren's life is what's most important here.
Oh, I say the orcs at the exact same time.
So I'm like Gundren, he's like, the orcs.
So like, imagine me sitting there with like my elbows on my knees and I'm looking up at you guys expectantly, and then when that answer happens, I just look back down at my hands between my knees and I'm just like,
I mean, yeah, the Gundren. Yeah, I totally forgot about him.
I'll put like my hand on Shadow's like shoulder and be like, yes, and I like, kinda like be like, yes, the Gundren first. I think the orcs will probably, maybe we'll even spot a few on the way while we're looking out there.
Right, right.
I mean, if we see any, we might as well take them out. But I think that we should definitely prioritize Gundren.
Yeah, Gundren, that's what I said. Friend. Gundren. Yes.
So right down the street from where you're at, there is a farm on the opposite side of the road. It's quite large. You see the field's been tilled. You would imagine that they've got horses.
I'm going to see if I can find a stable hand or something like that that I can ask if they have any horses for rent.
Okay. So you approach this place and you see a small female sitting out front of the farmhouse. It's a halfling as you approach and get closer. She looks very kindly. She's about 45. So she sees you coming and she says, hello, travelers. What can I do for you?
Fine farm you have here. I was wondering if you had any horses that might be for rent.
Well, how long and where will you be taking the horses?
We're headed out east. A friend of ours has gone missing.
Who might that be?
He's a red-bearded dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker. You may have heard of him or his brothers.
Oh, I've heard of Gundren. I have not had the fortune of meeting him. But what might have became of him?
It's a grim tale. It sounds like someone has paid for him to be captured, and we would like to go see if we can find any leads. Place we're looking for a place called Cragmaw Castle.
Cragmaw Castle.
Or a person called the Black Spider.
I can't say I know of any place called Cragmaw Castle, but I do have a dear, dear druid friend named Redoth. She knows this area extremely well. If you were to go talk to her, you may be able to find a lead.
That is a fantastic idea. Where is she?
Redoth recently set out for the ruins of a town called Thundertree, just west of the Neverwinter Wood. It's about 50 miles northwest of here. But if you were to take the horses, I would imagine that you could get there in 2 days' ride.
Oh my god. 50 miles in one direction for maybe solid information. Well, I don't doubt...
I will gladly rent you the horses if it could aid in finding your friend. I'll find payment information later.
We'll do it.
Excellent. I'll expect payment when the horses are returned. Okay. So you guys, it takes a little while, but her son gets the horses saddled and everything. As he's doing so, he telling you stories and whatnot. He mentions that he recently was up in the woods near the big manor. And he says a couple of big ugly bandits came out of a tunnel that was hidden, and they met with a pair of red brands. They didn't see me, but it was close.
Oh, really?
You sound like quite the sneaker. Did you happen to hear what they were talking about?
No, I didn't overhear much, but I bet you there's a secret lair under that manor.
Did they have any one or thing with them?
No, it was just a couple of bandits. They weren't carrying nothing, just their swords. It's pretty hilarious watching this halfling child saddle horses for you.
and I let him do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm watching in amusement.
Like he's got like a comically large stool that's twice as large as he is, and the saddle itself is almost bigger than his body, but he wrestles it up there.
Are these even horses, or are we getting on ponies?
Nah, they've got horses. They hire on for the hard labor. You got horses, they're saddled, you're riding them out of town. As you go by the townmaster's hall, Gilchrist comes running out and says, "Wait, there's one more thing. I forgot your pay. I promised you each 50 gold. And he tosses you each a sack of gold coins valued at 50 gold pieces.
And then I look at Hoyt and I'm like, looks like you can pay for that horse. Let's head out east.